Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have you saying yarn up strong. Now, the National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, NACHO, and the Royal Australian College of GPs, RATS GP, have furthered their commitment to jointly advocate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health by signing their third Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. So with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Karen Nichols, Royal Australian College of GPS spokesperson. And we have Karen on the line. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I'm down on Warramai country, so just north of Newcastle in Port Stephen.
All right, big shout out there to the mob. Thank you very much. Teamwork makes a dream work. Look, this is a great joint venture. Look, third time running. We're talking about closing the gaps, and we need a national peak bodies to be at the top to start from the top in regarding closing the gap. So it's a great MOU once again.
Yeah, look, and the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, we're pleased to have entered into a third MOU with NACHO. It's a long-standing partnership. The first one was signed in 2014, so 10 years, oh, just over 10 years ago. So we're really pleased to enter a third one.
So the MOU between the two organisations will see ongoing work and shared advocacy to, well, closing the gap, but working closely with First Nation people and all the professionals in that field, especially our Black professionals, culturally safe and clinical appropriate and all the above. So it's a good vehicle.
It is, and, you know, the goal is to provide high-quality clinical care and also culturally safe healthcare. And we know that within the ARCHOs, the community health organisations, that the healthcare is designed by the community for the community, and it proves that there's good outcomes with that. The other thing that is really pleasing to also note is that general practitioners who work within these ARCHOs.
Yes.
Last year in the Health of the Nation report that was released by RACGP, they reported the best work-life balance and were the most satisfied GPs working in the Australian healthcare system.
Well, that's great to see. So it shows that it does work, you know, and here we go, third year running. And when the agreement, here we have the MOU, that's also communicated with the states and territories and, of course, all the First Nation health organisations across the country?
Yeah, so it's with NACHO, which means that we'll have some national approaches to and support with in terms of advocacy on national issues. But there is some work that we can further with NACHO through a partnership, and that's around a guide, the National Guide to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Preventive Health Care. And that particular guide has health subjects in it to improve the quality of health assessments that are provided to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So the 715, so work around that to improve the quality and the benefit for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who choose to have their 715 health checks.
And with the Royal Australian College of GPs, there's a platform there as well for, if not, promotion of First Nation doctors in the future, you could say?
We are looking forward to, we have about just over 136 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander general practitioners.
Yes.
So we're looking at how we grow that workforce, and we do have more doctors coming through our GP pipeline, which is fantastic to see, but we definitely need more. And Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander doctors do like to work in the community-controlled organisations. And so we're looking forward to that workforce growing, as well as how we can support the growth of other health professionals within the community-controlled organisation. So, you know, how we support Aboriginal health practitioners,
yes,
and that multidisciplinary care that is in the ARCHO sector that just works so well for our communities.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. I think it's a nice fit. Thank you very much for sharing, Karen, and all the best to your team there. And good luck with all, with the MOU. And here we go for another 12 months. Third one running. Thank you very much. And we'll talk soon, Karen.
Lovely. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. A beautiful young lady. Karen Nichols, her name is, Royal Australian College of GPS spokesperson, and talking about the agreement, which continues to commitment to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health. And that's the MOU between the two organisations. NACHO, National Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, and the Royal Australian College of GPs. Fantastic, a nice team effort there, and working towards closing the gap and working with our mob in communities and talking about health. Very, very big industry and very important industry, and we need to work these doctors out of work, you could say. Let's get them healthy and safe for their mob. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
An old man sadly gazes out across the blue horizon. He can't stop the tears that falls from his eyes. He turns and faces towards town. Sees people nowhere bound. He wonders if they'll ever go home. The white cockatoos silhouetted against the rainstorm. He sees the lightning flash. He hears the thunder roll. It's coming in from the west. Raining on the rocks, I'm back. When the cold weather comes, in a windy ride, and you hear the cry of the Bunaba people. The country is calling, I
our dreaming and our sacred sites. Don't let the white man come and destroy it all.
On your mob, it's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Thank you.
Yeah, Akai Brothers, T.I. here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And you can also text the brother, 045-714-0550. Facebook page, BBM987FM. And we're live at the First National Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. Looking at headlines in the news and ITV, mental health. These Tiwi cousins are fostering resilience 1% at a time. Tired of seeing young men being failed by the system, these cousins decided to do something to empower their peers, build more resilient communities. Dante Rodriguez was tired of seeing young men fall through the holes in the system, noticing his peers going down a wrong path or not having anywhere to turn to for support. The 23-year-old and his cousin, Jadai Vergona, took matters into their own hands by getting a few mates together armed with boxing gloves and pads at a local park in Darwin. We'd see a lot of our peers go through things that probably could have been avoided, like unsafe relationships, drug, alcohol problems, crime, all those things, Mr. Rodriguez told AAP. We decided to build a program for people just like us that were starting to go off on a bit of a wrong path and just needed some guidance and assistance. When the gathering of young men started to attract large numbers and positive feedback from the attendees, the pair, both Tiwi Island men, knew they had to expand. We had young people coming out of their houses who don't normally exercise or leave the house on weekends or don't have many friends coming and socialising, Mr. Rodriguez said. We had middle-aged men coming and speaking about their problems. We even had an older fella come up and tell us he was a bit suicidal. His wife had just left him and he just had a lot going on and he really needed that community and camaraderie to talk about these things. So the 1% program was born aiming to improve the mental and physical health of young Indigenous men. The two cousins now run programs on Groot Island, Tiwi Island, and are hoping to take their program community further afield. Two cousins have created a program to help young and troubled Indigenous men. Suicide rates among Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are more than two times higher than among non-Indigenous Australians. 2022 data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows among young people aged 0 to 24, the suicide rate was more than three times as high when compared to non-Indigenous people. And Wednesday last week on report, the Victorian Coroner revealed the suicide rate among First Nation people is three times higher than the rest of the population in the state. More than half of the Indigenous people who died by suicide 2020-24 were under 35, the report said. For Mr. Rodriguez, support and programs for First Nation people must be community-led. If you send non-culturally aware people to this kind of education, it doesn't really click, especially in community, he says. I think having people from the same background with lived experience, it's very important when working in this space because it builds rapport and young people a lot better, but you can all see where they're coming from. Mr. Rodriguez on Wednesday delivered the youth keynote address to the Indigenous Suicide Prevention Forum in Sydney. It was an honour as a young man running a relatively new program to speak about work they've been doing and draw attention to the mental health issues young men are facing in the territory, he said. We want people to be 1% better every day, Mr. Rodriguez said. That's how we approach our sessions. We don't try to make massive changes overnight, but we try to be consistent and we get those little 1% of things done because at the end it adds up to a large picture. Inch by inch is a cinch. And so with that, to mob out there, look, Suicide Helpline, Lifeline, 131114, Kids Helpline, 1-800-551-800. Or feeling comfortable talking to a bummer, another black person, you can talk to 13 Yarn, 139276. That number again, 139276. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Give me a call, let's have a yarn. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Oh,
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daily Track there, just Tribal Voice, the Tableland Drifters, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National News Radio Service, have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob. Too deadly. Now, 3 in 4 regional students need to leave home to study. It's time to give education inequity the boot, elevating the conversation surrounding the financial barriers faced by rural and regional youth and to bridge the education attainment gap that persists in Australia. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Wendy Mason, Chief Executive Officer at the Country Education Foundation. And we've got Wendy on the line. Wendy, good morning. How are you?
Very well, Trevor.
Good. Thank you. Wendy, where are you based?
I'm based in Orange, regional New South Wales.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Big shout out to the mob there. Thank you very much. Look, a very important conversation here when we're talking about regional students need to leave home, which is the case. It's time to give equity, education inequity the boot. So there's uneven platform, you could say, regarding education for our rural and for our students. That is the case, isn't it? Which is sad. 21st century.
Yeah. Look, Trevor, the stats show that really there's a persistent relationship between where someone lives, their postcode, and their educational outcomes. And we know that almost half of Australians from major cities have attained a Certificate 4 or above in their studies, compared to only 1 in 3 of people that live in a rural or regional area. So that gap is really something we're wanting to address. Country Education Foundation's wanting to support young people to make that step to be able to get some skills. And we're asking everyone to get involved with a campaign, our Boot Bash campaign. We're wanting to give education inequity the boot.
Sure, exactly. Well, we're talking about a first world country here. We're talking about the 21st century, and this shouldn't be happening in this day and age.
Yeah, and we really know that there are barriers for young people when they come, when they live not in a large centre. So accessing further education after school is usually something that is not simple.
No.
There is often huge costs, and potentially that young person may not have had the experience of having others around them who have accessed further education. And we're talking anything that's vocational education through to university here. So we've supported about 700 students last year,
yep.
And less than one in five of them had any financial assistance from their family, and only two in five were able to secure government support. So being able to provide some funding to help them take that step, but also our model actually really supports that young person with their local community getting behind them,
yes.
A support program, some mentoring, other things that make that transition much easier, because of that group, more than for three quarters of them needed to access education somewhere other than their home. They needed to leave home to pursue their further education.
And so the government needs to support the so-called colleges or universities or what have you, education spaces, in regard to that support, if financially, yes, but also the social part of it as well, the accommodation, all the above, to make a nice, even platform, you could say.
Yeah, so I do think that there's definitely a funding component. There's also a component that really encourages young people to understand, even if they are from a rural and regional area, they can pursue a further education pathway.
Yes.
They can develop skills. The opportunities may not be obvious to them, which I think is part of the challenge.
Sure.
So the aspiration bit can often be challenging, but Country Education Foundation is really trying to ensure that any rural and regional young person between 16 and 25 is able to take that step. We operate with a local foundation model. We've got about nearly 50 of those across Australia, and we're wanting everyone to get involved to help us raise some much-needed funds, because those costs are going up for young people. And the Boot Bash will help us to raise money that will go straight into their pockets to help them meet those rising costs. So on the 14th of March, we've got a Boot Bash campaign that's really kicking off. We're starting that right now.
Yes.
But we're encouraging people to find out about that at cfbootbash.org.au. You may want to get some people organised for an event. It could be a boot throwing competition. It could be just pulling on your favourite boots. It could be having a barbecue.
Beautiful.
But post your photos on socials using CEF Boot Bash. Make sure that you're making a donation and really get behind us to raise the much-needed funds for rural and regional young people. We're excited to get everyone involved.
Good. When there goes the affirmation, it takes a village to raise a child. We're all in this together, are we not?
Absolutely. And so really, thanks so much for the opportunity to talk about it. But we'd love people to get involved. Again, that's cfbootbash.org.au. And all funds raised will go to support those students who are needing to access further education and face those rising costs.
Exactly. Wendy, thank you for your yarn. All the best to you. Please keep in touch, and a big shout out to your team. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks so much, Trevor. I really appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you.
Diddly yarn there. Wendy Mason, her name is, Chief Executive Officer at Country Education Foundation. And despite over a quarter, 28% of the population living in rural and remote areas, young people from rural and regional and remote Australia face significant challenges when assessing further education. In fact, almost half, 48% of Australians from major cities have attained a Certificate 4 or above, compared to only 34% in the regional area. So, yeah, the Boot Bash, check it out, Google it, and see what you can do. Support, gold coin, what have you, and every cent counts. It's about getting it together, people. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
The weekend's here, yeah, finally the working week's done. Gonna let our head down and take it all out tonight, tonight, tonight. We're breaking loose, yeah, we're gonna have some fun. 'Cause we're hot divas, let loose on the town. Hot divas, we like to break it down. Hot divas, we love to rock and roll.
With Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that chopping number again, 1-800-422-416. You want to get something off your chest, give me a call. Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, Trinity Trevor Murray from Recurry. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidindi Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National News Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. Let's look at the headlines news here. Brisbane flood, southeast awash as ex-tropical cyclone Alfred unleashes. Some Brisbane residents have been told to prepare to move to higher ground as the dangerous aftermath of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred continues, with major flood warnings in place and evacuation centres open up. The residents in one part of Brisbane have been told to prepare to move to higher grounds as the dangerous aftermath of ex-tropical cyclone Alfred continues, with emergency alerts issued, major flood warnings in place and a dangerous storm warning current as well. A watch and act alert was issued for Ngurra Dam as 5:30 a.m. on Monday, with Brisbane City Council advising residents to prepare to move to higher ground due to increased inflows into the dam. Dam operator SEQ Water has confirmed that a notice circulated on social media suggesting dam could fail is a hoax. Ngurra Dam, which is ungated, is currently at more than double its unusual storage volume, and it's spilling water. Early alerts were issued for people in the Kenmore area, with fears the Gubberlee Creek detention basin could fail. Alerts were also issued for areas around Oxley Creek in the city's southwest and part of Ipswich. A number of evacuation centres have now been opened around Brisbane for people hit by flooding. West of Brisbane, an evacuation centre has been opened at Laidley State High School after Take Shelter Now alert was issued at 7 a.m. The alert warning, dangerous flooding would continue in the Lockyer Valley in coming hours. Warn neighbours if safe to do so, secure belongings and take safe shelter or go to higher ground, the alert said. The Bureau of Meteorology has warned the Laidley Creek was above major flood level, with flooding as bad as 2011, possibly on Monday. The Warrego Highway has been closed west of Plainland, with water over the road. The Sunshine Coast has not escaped with a watch and act message issued just after 7 a.m. Local Disaster Management Group issued a flood watch and act messages after intense rainfall across the region led to flash flooding. Locals were urged to not drive unless necessary and move to higher ground away from flood waters. You know, I was saying, if it's flooded, forget it. So you need to operate safely, carefully. Communication, that's what it's all about. And let's watch those young ones as well, not playing in the water very, very seriously. Have your say. Yarn Up Strong, 13 minutes left on the program here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
My dancing days are over, but that's all right. I hardly ever stay up late at night.
No need to boogie and no need to waltz. My legs have got some serious faults.
So I don't twist,
I don't shout. Just getting there is what it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do. Four wheels of fire and a cushy seat. Just enough room for me and my feet. It's painted red and its brakes are tight.
We can do what did at the traffic lights.
We don't linger.
We don't pause.
We give it a go.
Just because
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Best I can do.
Got the walking frame blue steady.
the pearly gates.
Me and Mr. Zimmer were the best of friends. Bosom buddies when the evening ends.
So it's early to bed and early to rise. Just getting round is an old man's prize.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can.
What it's all about.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
I got the walking train blues. Steady, steady is the best I can do.
Best I can do.
Got the walking train blues.
Man with a red walking frame.
Yes, my girl. Goes faster than a blue one.
Can't we go now? If we leave now, we'll get there by dawn.
Steady, steady, my girl. We'll get there.
Steady, steady. Slowly, slowly. Oh.
Which way you feel?
Oh, I saw you now. Can't we, mother, sit down? Oh.
Got the walking frame. Steady, steady is the best I can.
Thank you.
Yeah, no other way. That's Namaka Korowa here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yan Upstrong, 1-800-422-416? Yan with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1 hour program. We're live here at the First Session radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. A big shout out to all our beautiful women out there, International Women's Day that happened, celebrated on the weekend, Saturday the 8th. But in actual fact, International Women's Day to all our beautiful women is 365 days a year. Love and respect our deadly women. Thank you very much. And looking at the news here, Ash Barty, Magnolia Maimura, and Annie Marjorie on Breaking Barriers this International Women's Day and the work that they do. Watching her victorious Wimbledon match from 2021, you can hear it building in the crowd every time her opponent, Karolina Pliskova, missed the ball. And at just 25 years old, Barty was carrying the weight of the country on her shoulders. And while that would be anxiety inducing for many, Barty had a secret weapon she used in times like this, her positive mindset. I had so much genuine interest and investment in people wanting me to do well, and I think sometimes that can be perceived as pressure, she told ABC's Indigenous Affairs team. But I learned to really embrace it and understand it's coming from a good place. The freedom that came from that new mindset helped her play some of her best tennis, she said. After three-set thriller, she became the first Australian ladies Wimbledon champion in 41 years. Barty has overcome many challenges to get to the top, from her body image battles as a teenager to the burnout that led to the 15-month tennis hiatus in 2014. So how does she deal with setbacks? It's important to learn into the emotions you're feeling, whether it's sadness or anger. That's part of being a human being. The Garigal woman said that when I was going back from through some of those moments, I really tried to see the opportunity for growth, for learning, and what I could have done better. Understanding through your darkest times is your opportunity for your biggest growth. The three times Grand Slam singles champion is now notching up another first with the launch of Mattel's first Aboriginal Barbie doll. Barty and her friend, fellow Indigenous global tennis star Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley, recently launched the dolls, which are part of a special collection. When we saw the dolls for the first time, it was pretty surreal, she says, to be able to do it with Yvonne, someone who's been an idol of mine, a friend, a mentor. Was really neat for Barty from and Goolagong-Cawley, the one of the King Kind Barbie role model dolls, are also about empowering the next generation through representation. I've always been a big believer. If you can see it, then you can believe it, Barty said. It's obviously special to the First Nation Indigenous release for Barbie, but I think it spreads wider. It's creating an endless possibility of what girls can be, what can they dream of, and what they can achieve, she says. So fantastic, breaking barriers from your colour to international stage. Beautiful work there. And so once again, to all you beautiful women out there, thank you for being you, and thank you for the work that you do looking after communities across this beautiful country, across the globe. There it is. So with that, Trendy Trevor's going to sign off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Got the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Don't touch that dial. Look, we'll stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Keep smiling. We'll talk soon. Too deadly.
Learn from my people. Learn from my people. Straight made the sun, the ocean possessed my soul, and the land made me one. The culture was the song my ancestors sung. Left footprints with the dust of the path I came from. Me plan become strong, Long Island man, strike like Manipan. I'm a warrior. We've been growing up behind Blong hunters of the village. Then we became the voice. One blood hidden image. My heartbeat belongs to the rhythm of our dance. Stories echoes through the
shores of my soul like I'll chant. So the stories I shall dance with our culture and land, so them people can understand when I'm an island man.
This is where I come from, this is who I am.
Identities of many seas flowing in one man. Like the tide for me breeze, my people shall rise with me. And my brothers always said it was destiny.
Mikey, sing up, hang up, ina, ina, ngay, ngay.
This is my